International border crossings are an unavoidable part of Alaskan life. But with tighter security, lines are getting longer and the process more cumbersome for international travelers. This month, one small Alaskan town is the first in the state to install new technology designed to speed up border crossings. Tara Bicknell with member station KHNS reports from Skagway.
The lines at Alaska-Canada border crossings have been growing longer and longer since 2008. That's when a new rule required passports for all international travelers crossing by road between the U.S. and Canada.
You know, before January of 2008...
Boyd Worley, Port Director for Customs and Border Protection in Skagway.
Canadian and U.S. citizens could cross the border into Canada or the U.S. simply by making an oral declaration. They didn't even have to present any documentation. And then it was up to the inspector to determine whether or not they could come into the U.S., and those days are, of course, are long gone.
Between May and September, Skagway sees about 2,000 people crossing the border each day. That can mean wait times of up to 45 minutes on the busiest tourism days.
I think the month of June, we had 68,000 travelers here.
The station's hoping new technology might shorten those lines. This month, Skagway installed cameras that'll send vehicle and some passport information ahead to border officers before drivers even get there.
We recently had installed a piece of equipment called a license plate reader system that will actually read a license plate on a vehicle well in advance of it getting to the primary booth where we do the actual talking.
The upgrades have an effect on document processing, too. For the 2.8 million travelers who use new passport cards or those with passports that contain readable chips.
We have devices where you can hold that card up out of your window and it will bring the information to our primary screen in advance of you arriving at the booth too.
Many of those Skagway to Yukon travelers are cruise ship passengers passing through the border on tour buses. But still, that's a heavy burden for a staff of 12, says Worley.
With that many people, we just have to be ready, and now we have the right equipment. It should speed things up considerably.
Officials say the equipment should save 6 to 8 seconds per inspection, which could translate to nearly 4 hours of saved time over a typical summer day.
Now, what's going to happen in the winter when all the rear plates are covered with snow? I guess we'll have to get a broom or something and go out and sweep them off to be able to read them.
Worley says it's too soon to tell exactly how much time is saved with the upgrades or what people think about the added cameras. Some travelers may feel the new technology is too intrusive, but so far, Worley says people seem to be happy with the faster processing.
Some people feel that there's an invasion of their privacy, but not that much information is contained on these cards. They say no personal privacy information is on those cards. It's mainly name and date of birth. It's going to take a while, I guess, for them to decide whether or not they consider it an invasion of their privacy, but right now, people are pulling up and are happy to see how quickly they can be processed and move on down the road.
The new technology does not collect any more information than the borders did before, but gives expanded access to more law enforcement databases.
That could provide us any of a number of answers to questions we might have, or in many cases, warn you of someone who could be armed and dangerous, or a lookout from another state, or an escaped murderer, or anything that, you know, could happen at a border crossing.
Alcan Crossing by Beaver Creek will be the second Alaska location to use license plate readers. They already have the equipment, and will begin using it in August. In Skagway, I'm Tara Bicknell.